Did you see that, my treasure? I've defeated every miserable, lightweight challenger that has dared to test their stamina against me. Bask in my innate ability to drink any of the races under the table. They were all fools to think they stood a chance against me. Even in something as simple as drinking games, we dragons are not susceptible to poisons of any kind. And that includes alcohol as well. No matter how strong brew. I've never thought that engaging in something so petty could make me feel so marvelously strong. And so, who will be next? I welcome all challengers. Step forth and bring me your strongest, most intoxicating weapon to wield against the might of a dragon. All right. I must admit, it was a grand idea to stop and have a roof over our heads for the night. I am unexpectedly having a great time. It has been years since I've set food into a tavern, and this one is acceptably comfortable. Lease for a human-run establishment. Although, we have been sleeping in caves and glades, so anything would seem more comfortable to you, I'm guessing. At least the ale is good, and that is quite the compliment, considering the taste is its only merit to one of my kind. Also, do you doubt me? Come on. You've seen how much I've consumed, my jewel. Would not any other man be stumbling about, witless and babbling? But not I. My head is as clear as the sky above the clouds. You could try looking a little more impressed, or even stop rolling your eyes and fold your arms. In fact, you could just try smiling at all. If nothing else. What's the matter? Why should I not be arrogant or boastful when I've destroyed 5 challengers in the short span of this evening? That's 5 full bouts of drinking, and I'm still as sober as a gravestone. For all your all in me in every other scenario, this is the one time you look down on me for feeling superior? Oh, you should be proud to be by my side in public at all. My features mark me as a dragon, even if in this human form. And you, by association, stand out with me and could attract attention. All dragons employ different means of guarding their treasures, and I am no different. I must ensure everyone whom I get any ideas about you will know that they'll have me to contend with. It's best to establish dominance immediately in any public space like this. And of course, drinking games are one of the most common means to achieve that with any of the races. And besides, it's always so fun to crush them. Oh, come on now. Aren't you the least bit entertained? Seeing all those commandments of the shrugged bowl against me. It is for you, as much as it is for me. Like I said, to show what a resilient protector I am, I've sent a message to everyone in this room. To leave us be, or to suffer. I think you could reward me for my efforts, you know. Yes, a reward befitting the situation. Let's see. How about a kiss? Why do you look so flustered? I know you've been thinking about it this many weeks. Did you think I was blind to how many glances you've stolen at my lips? Oh, I've been a perfect gentleman, giving you plenty of opportunities. But you're just a little coward, aren't you? Tell me, what have you been waiting for? The right moment. A moment romantic enough, you say. Oh, my precious Jew. I did not think you could surprise me any more than you did when we first met. But this, I wouldn't think you'd care so much about romance, consider you give yourself to the likes of me. I'm the least romantic being that I know of, unless you consider yourself being hoarded as the most prized of my treasures, romantic. Come to think of it, that does sound fairly... Never mind that. My point is, if you want to kiss me, just be so bold and do it whenever you wish. I would not stop you, nor would I show any pathetic lack of self-control as to force the issue. I'm a dragon, my dear. I have centuries of patience, but I don't think you can wait much longer.
Excuse me, favored guest. Might I have a word?
Barkeep. Have you come to thank me for filling your products with my mere presence?
Plump as my purse now is, mighty one, my barrels are quickly lightening. May I ask how long you intend to linger here before retiring? I am a small business, and profit means little if I am left with angry patrons when the ale runs dry. I prefer not to be vandalized or overrun with brawls.
I suppose that is fair enough. I guess I can leave on a high note of my victory. My Jews apparently worry of bearing witness to my antics, anyhow. Now come along. Let's be going.
Forgive me for interjecting, honored dragon, but would you be willing to forestall your departure in favor of one final challenge?
I have not had an elf step forward for their share in their defeat yet this evening. I would be glad to accept that offer. However, our good friend Barkeep here informs me that these games are threatening the ale stores.
There's only so much liquid levity remaining behind my bar. You understand, what remains must somehow last the rest of the night. I won't have a new shipment until tomorrow afternoon.
Fear not, Barkeep. I carry several flasks of a brew from my home city in the north. I feel it may be more befitting of our proud dragon friend here. Perhaps it may offer more of a bite. What do you say, dragon?
Only a few flasks. Suppose I can spare one moment to imbibe your brew and your hopes of conquering me.
Then please, take a seat at my table. It's near the doorway for a discreet exit.
Wise. You will be needing it soon, my bold adversary. Oh, worry not, my treasure. I've dealt with elves and their ilk before. This will not take long. You got any more of that? I see you rocket back and forth. Oh, I've got you now. Right where I want you. You are spinning so fast. You'll be down any second now.
I'm only wavering in your mind, dear opponent. We have gone through all the liquor that I brought with me in any case. I am clearly the victor here.
Possible. I will not bow, you elven brute. Dragons cannot be so easily beaten.
Your ignorance is on full display, mighty one. My kind is arguably as ancient as yours, and we've had time to dabble in stronger concoctions than the average being can stand. That includes drink that can bring even a mighty dragon to its knees. I suggest you read a scroll or two of elven lore to remind yourself who your kind went to for their entertaining beverages when all others failed them. You are still quite young in your own years to be so unknowledgeable, my good dragon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must be on my way. I am a night traveler, and this was merely a midpoint stop on my journey tonight.
Walking away like a coward, are you? I knew you couldn't handle going against me.
Fear not, little human. Your dragon will recover with a good night's rest. But I do not envy you the task of corralling him. The door is right there. He may need your help to walk. Meanwhile, I'll shoulder the proud weight of my victory and say goodnight to you both.
And you believe that high and mighty elf bastard trying to come in here and show me he was probably after you all along, just like everyone else, trying to take my treasures away from me. Couldn't get through me, though. No. No one can get to you. Not while I'm around. I'll never let that happen. Now let's get out of here. Don't want anyone else watching us and getting any ideas. Hey. Why are you holding on to me like that? So I can walk just fine. Although, I won't stop you clinging to me. Oh, this room is much more comfortable than I thought. Maybe we should stop at taverns more often. When was the last time I laid on an actual mattress? Oh, I hope my horns won't damage these pillows. Oh, these big, fluffy pillows. I can't help but rub my head against them. Suppose I can throw some extra gold coins at the tavern keeper to keep them happy in case it does happen. Hey, you should come over here. Oh, cause I want you. I wish to have you close. Come. Come over here and let me cuddle you properly. You always scold and Nigh. Aren't you, darling treasure? Let me keep you warm like we always do. No, I'm in my right mind. Why would you think otherwise? Come here, ready. Let me have you. Are you really going to keep standing over there by the foot of the bed? Are you really? Or do I have to use my secret weapon to convince you? Don't act ignorant now, my jewel. I know you and all of your weak spots by now. You've weakened me. Only I can get my hands on you, and you know it. Much better. Oh, you feel so good. You know, you would feel so much better without this. You've got others since we've been traveling. Let me feel your skin. As if you'd ever fight me. All I have to do to have you melt in my hands is to pin you down and growl at your ears. What? Are you afraid that I'll drop and you roll off the bed or something? Don't worry about it. I've got you. Nothing can get to you when you're in my arms. After all, that is why I hold so tight to you every night. Dragons have to protect their treasures, after all. I am the only one who can hold you like this. I am the only one that gets to touch your back, run my claws over those scars. They're beautiful, you know. Scars are the proof of one's strength. After all, bearing the story of your suffering, ultimate survival. Dragons love scars. Although, there might be a few more on where we play a little bit rougher. But I suppose those would be the proof of my love to you. Oh, I wish I could cuddle you forever. I love laying with my treasure, after all. You know, can I ask you for something? I've always wondered about this before. This is something only dragons do it in their most intimate of moments. Could you scratch around the base of my horns. I really like how it feels, but I've never been brave enough to ask you to do it. Would you? Please. Oh, come on. I'll rub your back or something if you do. Really? You will? That's just wonderful. You can scratch harder if you want. I promise it won't hurt me. Oh, that feels so nice. Thank you so much for doing this. That's why I feel so good. Oh, that's it. You can stop now. I'm having trouble keeping my eyes open for some reason. Maybe all the traveling wore me out more than usual today. No, wait. I was supposed to rub your back or something. Oh. All right, then. Tomorrow, I'll keep my promises, my treasure. I guess you are brave after all to kiss me.